The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This once great rivalry between the Eagles and the Cowboys is over for at least 3 years. It was total domination in every phase of the game today. It'll take the Cowboys 3 years to catch up to the Eagles after they got whooped today. You don't need to be a former player like we are, analysts like you guys are. Just watch that game and you see, we dominated every phase of the game. I mean, we pulled everybody out late in the third quarter.
You could hear the joy in Jaws' voice talking about that. Yeah, the Cowboys are absolutely dreadful. And, Hugh, they might be headed towards a rebuild. I mean, that team's – they're not – how many good players on the field for them yesterday? You mentioned the pass rusher. What was his name? Overton?
Overshown.
He looked good. He kind of buckled his knee at one point. But
I already can't stand that dude.
Yeah,
he – why
yeah.
is that? Because he can play.
The over-the-top celebrations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a lot.
When they're getting their ass
all right,
kicked.
So he's
yeah. – it was very Cowboys.
He looks like he could play. Obviously, Parsons is really good. A great player. CD. But, like – The list starts ending. I mean, they don't have many good players.
Dak is okay. He's okay.
He's good, but he's going to come off a major injury. And
yeah.
he's not young. I mean, even if he's good, like they weren't winning. Like Jerry said it. Jerry's arithmetic is right. They weren't winning with Dak Prescott. They're going to be they're in rough shape here as we move forward. All right, we got an opening line here, Hugh, for the game Thursday night, Eagles and Commanders.
I'm thinking of three.
So that is what it is at right now. It's interesting. It's kind of moved back and forth. When I first saw it when the games ended last night, it opened at 3. This morning when we looked, it moved to 3.5. It's now come back to 3. So it sounds like it looks like people are going to bet on the Commanders when it's at 3.5. 3, maybe it's going to be more of the Eagles. It feels right, a 3-point spread
yeah.
for this game.
Yeah, and especially when you look at the way that game went down for the Commodores yesterday. Yeah, I think so. I tell you what, man. Jaden Daniels.
Jalen versus Jaden.
He throws that ball. He lets that ball go when he's back there, man. He lets it go. They play gutsy. It's going to be a physical confrontation, no question about it. It's going to be way more physical than the game that they just played was.
Well, we get to have Zach Ertz. Is this Zach Ertz's first time back playing here?
Yes.
I think it is.
Is it? Are we sure? No, was he
with Arizona,
Cardinals,
right?
And
didn't he get cut last year by the Cardinals and he ended up?
Yeah.
We thought he'd come back here. Remember
he's
that?
He's been with the Commanders for a little bit, right?
I thought he just this off because he went to Detroit last year. Remember that when LaPorta got hurt?
Oh, my God. That's right.
Because the Cardinals
around,
cut him.
Like everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll try and see.
I mean, he's their number one tight end. Like on the last play of that game yesterday, when they were trying to come back to win the game, they threw the ball to him. I mean, Ertz is a big part of their team. So he'll be back here for this game Thursday.
This was Arizona for the last two seasons.
Right,
he was hurt in Arizona, wasn't he? He was hurt for most of the
time. He never played
with
Detroit. He doesn't have a snap.
But he went there and was hanging out in case LaPorta couldn't come back in the playoffs. I think this is just his first year with the Commanders.
Yeah,
I don't think he's played here since the trade.
Yeah.
Unless I'm misremembering a game, I don't remember him playing here. So, all right, let me throw this at you guys. And we'll obviously do a lot on the Commanders stuff as we move throughout the week. Hugh, I know you're going to claim you're not rooting for points from the opponent, but we know you don't want to shave that beard or dye it. The over-under on FanDuel right now for Commanders points on Thursday night is 23.5. What's your initial read on that? Eagles going to hold the Commanders under 23 points?
Mm-mm. I would say over.
That's because you don't want to.
Sure, no, that's not me being.
Come on
that's
now.
Not me. No, not at all. I'm just saying. I think that this is a pretty good offense, and they got some. McLaurin's a really good receiver, man.
We got Quinyon Mitchell.
No, I'm not, and I'm not taking anything away from
Cooper DeJean.
Think about the last call. He said I was scared of everybody.
Vic,
I'm not scared of anybody.
You're terrified.
No, I just think this is a good
scared of Cooper Rush.
Just a little bit. It's a good matchup game. It's a good matchup.
It's gonna be a great matchup.
I do think that the Eagles outscore the Commodores, but I think it has shootout potential.
Well, it does. The total's 49.5.
Yeah, I have a 5.5 point spread on my book.
Woo! Wow.
For the Eagles.
That's a big number.
Yeah, we win by a touchdown.
Okay. I do think it's an Eagles line, slightly. It's, you know, because the home field now is more like 1.5 rather than the old 3. I think it's a small Eagles line, and it should be. They should be favored in this game. Let's go to TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, fellas?
How we doing?
Doing great, man. Never had a bad day in my life.
I've heard that before, and it's a good day after Dallas loses.
That's right. Listen, man, all this Super Bowl talk right now, I'm still not over it yet. Mm-hmm. Hugh?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's this team over in Tampa Bay that always seemed they had Sirianni's playbook. If we don't get past Tampa Bay, if they made it to the Super Bowl, they always want to give us a headache. It's Tampa, that's the team I'm a little afraid of, Tampa Bay. Rest
no, because they match up well with the Jalen and what we've seen in the last couple. I get it.
You're the expert, so I'm going to say yes. But that's my problem. I'm not going to talk that until we get past. If Tampa Bay makes it to the playoff, we play and we beat them, then I feel fine. I'm going to kick my feet up. But right now, I'm worried about Tampa Bay, even though they're 4-6.
They're
4-6.
And now to your point, their schedule's pretty light. I wouldn't be shocked if they make a little run here. They could get back in.
Right. That's my only point. That's my only issue, man. It's just concern about them. I can't talk Super Bowl yet, man. We got to get past them dudes, man. Because Sirianni,
I get it. Makers, you
know, yeah, that's about it. And as far as Dallas, man, that was the first time that I've seen, well, I don't know if it's the first time, but we were supposed to do what we're supposed to do to a bad team, blow them out like we did.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you treat a team that's dog meat. You blow them out and treat them like dog meat, period.
Yeah, they did it for 3 hours. I mean, right after the Eagles scored at the end of the first half, you kind of felt like it was over then. Like, because the Cowboys, Hugh, you said it, and I know, you know, you're kind of thinking about your beard, but the Cowboys had two golden
opportunities.
The ball was on the 4-yard line.
And they couldn't punch it in. He's like, yeah, they're feeble.
They're brutal.
They were feeble.
I'm not going to lie, because we talked last week about overlooking the Cowboys and everything, and I wasn't going into the game. After, like, the first two drives, when I saw Cooper Rush play, I was like, this thing is over. It was just a matter of by how much.
The only way that could have been close is if they turn it over like 4 times.
Right. Yeah. And they were looking like they were going to try and do that a little bit. But Dallas couldn't even, like, I was at a point where, and I was saying this when I was watching it, it was the middle of the third quarter. And I was like, we can take everybody out.
Oh, and I was waiting.
Yeah, like to your point, after a while, I was like, yeah, this is a wrap.
It was way over.
So here's why that's important. So I was looking this morning. So the Commanders defense played 75 snaps yesterday. And just because, you know, obviously the game was close, I'm sure their starters played the whole way. The Eagles defense played 56 snaps. But
it's a little fresh.
But I don't even think their starters played close to that number. I bet if we look at the snap counts, I would guess.
Probably about in the 30s.
The 30s, right? Sweat probably played in the 30s. BG maybe in the 20s. So that's like a 40-snap difference between the two defenses on a short week.
You also have to throw in the fact that the Steelers, just by their nature, are a very like physical football team.
Yeah, you could have a beat-up Commanders team. It's a big. If this game is close, and I expect it to be close in the fourth quarter, that feels like it's where you could feel it, like the Eagles could pull away.
This
feels like a good spot for the Eagles. Like if you're just looking at it from an objective standpoint, what team is in a better spot? It's the Eagles.
And I think they need it more because the next one's in Washington. Like the Eagles got to get theirs. They got to get this game on Thursday.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.